In the days of the early church, Saul represented the old order of Judaism, which after the new anointing came at Pentecost to establish a new order, that old order then began to persecute the new order. An evil spirit came upon Saul after David was anointed. That is prophetic of this new anointing coming at Pentecost, and the old order represented by Saul begins to persecute it. It's all prophetic. They did this persecution. They brought tribulation upon the church by the power of an evil spirit from God. Oops. You might want to go back and read that. It says seven times that it was an evil spirit from the Lord or from God. Now, why would God send an evil spirit upon Saul? Why would God call up the evil spirits department and say, hey, boys, I got a job for you. See that guy down there named Saul? Go to it. We got a job for you because I got to train David, and he'll never get trained properly unless he goes through tribulation. We need somebody to do some tribulating. So he sends these evil spirits down to King Saul so that Saul will persecute David, so that David will get the proper training that he would need so he would learn how not to rule like Saul. See, it all works out for good. But some people don't understand how God can be so sovereign and be so mean. But the fact is, it always works out for good. And of course, we could spend hours on that subject, but we're not going to do that today. We'll just accept the fact by faith that it was an evil spirit from God because the scriptures say so. And if anyone wants to argue, well, argue with 1 Samuel 16. Don't argue with me, because I didn't write that book. Okay? I just report the news, as they say. In Galatians chapter 4, this is written many years later, long after Saul's name had been changed to Paul. He wrote about that early life that he had been a part of in the temple worship of the old order. He writes in verse 29 that the son of the bondwoman persecutes the son of the free woman. He talks about two covenants, and these two covenants are depicted allegorically, prophetically in the scriptures as Hagar and Sarah. Hagar is the old covenant, Sarah is the new. And then he says that Hagar is the old Jerusalem, or the Jerusalem that now is. Sarah is the new Jerusalem.